Now, HICWA says its latest batch of inspections of iPass accommodation centres shows that not all staff are properly guard the vetted or up to date on their vetting. Reports into six centres show some positive improvements for residents, but HICWA says it needs powers to be able to inspect emergency accommodation where this is located on the same site as an iPass centre. Brona Gibson is HICWA's head of programme monitoring. She told us earlier about those problems relating to guard the vetting of staff.
Members of staff need to be vetted by an Garda Síochána prior to taking up their position in accommodation centres. And what we found in some centres was that either some staff had taken up those positions prior to the Garda vetting coming through, or within policy that they require re-vetting within a three-year period, and that hadn't happened. Other staff required international police checks, so that would be where they've lived outside of the country for a certain period of time before they take up their position, and those checks hadn't taken place.
And were the operators of the centres able to explain to you where the delays were?
Yeah, and I mean, look, some centres just didn't have the checks in place. They hadn't applied for them. But others, they were waiting for those to come in. But as a regulator, we need to be able to validate that those disclosures have come in and they weren't available on site. But you'll see from the report that we were assured by that provider in particular that in actual fact, the Garda vetting had happened.
You looked at one iPass centre, the Grand Hotel in Wicklow, that has emergency accommodation in very close proximity to it, but you cannot inspect that emergency accommodation. You're concerned about this. Why?
And the report that we published today in relation to the Grand is on the accommodation centre aspect of that premises. But you're correct, there was the premises was divided in half. One half was providing emergency accommodation on a different contract with the department. And the aspect that we have a legal remit over was the accommodation centre, which would be the permanent site. And that's what our report is about today.
And are you worried that that has caused any problems in that location?
As I say, the report that we've published is in relation to the permanent accommodation side. And what we found was that, you know, there were aspects of that service that were going very well. There were also areas of improvement. And we've outlined those in the report in terms of really around the systems that they had in place and their recording, mostly related to governance, vetting and safeguarding.
Do you want powers to be able to inspect emergency accommodation that may be on the same site as an iPass centre?
Well, Carol, that's a matter of national policy. And look, we don't know what the future is going to bring. But if the department was to look into that, our chair and HICWA would be happy to talk to the department about that.
Do you have the staff to inspect emergency accommodation as well as iPass centres?
Well, any increase in a function, whether it's to change a function or to take on a new function, would require additional resources. But again, that would be part of any discussion with HICWA and the department if that opportunity ever came around.
There were positive findings in these reports as well. The cooking of food is something that always comes up. Is that improving, are you finding?
Yeah, food is a very important part of everybody's life, I suppose. And we see this in the centres that we inspect. So whether they can cook for themselves, or if it's a self-catered centre that they've good access to cooking facilities. And again, we can see variance across there. But generally speaking, people are happy with the arrangements, particularly when they're self-catered centres. So we've had some very positive findings in relation to that, and generally the feedback is good. However, you know, access to kitchen areas could be improved in some of the centres.
We know many people remain living in direct provision, even though they're entitled to be out of them. Is there overcrowding problems as a result of these people who say they cannot leave because they've no alternative accommodation?
You'll see from our reports that that there are people who are out of the process living in accommodation centres. And I think in relation to, I think about five of those reports, I've got the data there, between 30 and 50% of the people in the centres were actually out of the process, and they were in the process of seeking alternative accommodation. So I think out of 566 beds in those five centres, 250 of those people had received their notice to actually move. And some are finding that quite a challenge, but that's symptomatic of wider systemic issues really around accommodation.
And that was Brona Gibson from HICWA there. Now, this lunchtime, the Department of Equality and Integration did send us a statement confirming that HICWA do not have a remit to inspect emergency accommodation. However, it said the department has increased its own resources and has carried out 143 of its own inspections on all modes of accommodation since January of this year. Now, the latest survey